If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome to another episode, everybody. We don't have a guest this week, and the reason we normally have guests is, like, me and Nick's life isn't that interesting. We don't have a fucking story every week. Our dads don't have a story every week. I've talked to my dad about it. I'm like, "Listen, you got to get off the meds for the content. Just for the cast, Dad. You got to get off the meds for the cast. Bring back the OG strength." But fortunately, I'm back home. In the epicenter, so I do have a story. I had a story literally before I landed, because my dad showed up 10 hours before I was supposed to get there at the airport to pick me up with my brother, which is just traditional my dad.
Wait, he was there, did you say 10 hours?
Well, because I was getting there at 9 p.m., which I said 14 times. And then my dad in his brain, he's like, "So 9 a.m. So he drags my brother to 9 a.m., and then he texts me, he's like, "What gate are you at?" And I was like, "I'm at my house in Chicago." Because I'm going to be there at 9 p.m. And then he's just like, rah, rah, rah. And then so they end up angrily going to Brugger's Bagels. My brother is, of course, paying. So they're, and it's 9 a.m. Brugger's Bagels. They're in line. Someone is talking loudly to their friend, right? In the line.
Oh, so God. There's an incident in the Brugger's, dude.
What other choice did my dad have but to turn to that man and angrily scream, "What's that?" And scare everyone in the Brugger's Bagels. Again, it is 9 a.m. It is 9 a.m. He's been conscious for most likely like 45 minutes. And he screamed that. Apparently he was like some super buff dude. And I think the only reason he didn't get his ass kicked is everyone's like, "Well, this man clearly has Tourette's."
Yeah, I mean,
this man is like clearly just violently disabled. And there's just no way that everyone in there was just like, "Well, it's nice that he's getting out today."
It's such a confusing thing to yell, because it's not like a, "Hey buddy, fuck you." "What's that?" Like, he was genuinely interested in the conversation.
Yeah, he's just like, "What's that? You're having a barbecue next week?"
Yeah.
"I love dry bob. What sauce do you use?"
And for a man who's paranoid about people following him, he can't go around just yelling.
You should be loudly announcing your location to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he knew that they were listening to him in the car, and he's like, this will blow out their ears. "What's that?" This is for the boys in the van.
Yeah.
And so he does that. They awkwardly get the meal. They go to their car. My brother's like, he asks a reasonable question. He's like, "Hey, when we go out, could you not psychotically scream?" Everything went great. There was this one thing, though, when you did scream at another man and made it really embarrass me in front of the whole restaurant and kind of scared people a little bit. If we could cut that out next Brugger's. And so my dad,
I can't imagine a world where I have to talk to my dad like a toddler. Like, it's crazy. He waited until he got in the car and they were both, yeah, I imagine them, like, both, yeah, like unwrapping their bagels. And he's just like, "So, yeah, how about the yelly?"
You're like, "Great Brugger's." First off, great Brugger's interaction. You press the right buttons, but let's minus the yelling and you're killing it. And, so my dad responds. He's like, "Well, here's my thing. I stand up for myself. It's not my fault that you're a coward. It's not my fault that you don't believe in yourself." And he's like, and then he goes, "What do you do for the oppressed?" He's like, "BLM, where were you?" He's like, and then out of nowhere, "You're just like your Aunt Kathy. You don't believe in anything. You aren't anything." And it's like, so my dad just went, he's like, I'm the people's champ. All right.
God damn right, dude. I love him so much.
Yeah, but it's just such a hilarious thing that someone's talking loud in a store. You scream at them and you're like, "I stand up. He was coming at me, man.
I'm standing up for the oppressed."
Not only for himself, for all. He is like, essentially, he's Martin Luther King in his mind. He's standing up for the oppressed of the world. It's just, he's the Che Guevara of Brugger's, apparently.
Of loud conversations at Brugger's.
Yeah,
this is a peaceful place, damn it.
And then my brother just goes, "I just brought you a bagel, man."
just buy you a bagel,
man. I just brought a man a bagel, and you screamed at someone and then just called me a coward, and psychotically. And then my brother came along to pick me up. So that's, he was like, this is a solo job. I think we're good here.
He couldn't handle the AM PM mix up. And
no, yeah, that's really what it was. It's like, oh fuck, we turned on the wrong channel. So, but, yeah. And then it just sets him back. It's like just awkward interactions. Like, so I went through a breakup. I'm just making small talk to my dad. I'm telling my dad about it. And then he's just such a Martian where it's like, you think, okay, like just, yeah, you're a dad. You hear someone through a break. You just say like a normal thing. Right. Mm-hmm. But he just goes, oh, well, good luck with your future social interactions. I was like, are you a computer? I was like, did I just talk to a chatbot? I was like, how did you fuck my mom? Like, it's like one of those things I'm perpetually confused on how you've ever had sex with it. Cause I know I exist. So I know what happened.
He's but like, I'm like an angry Rain Man.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? And then he was just like, yeah, I wish I read a book about it. So I'd have some advice. He's like, you know, you should talk to my roommate, Chris. So earlier episode, boy. I brought up his roommate, who is a former social worker, now severe alcoholic. So I'm like, no, Dad, I don't want to go over to your house, drag Chris out of his just like gin induced slumper, and then have be like, you know, listen, you don't need women, you just need a fifth, buddy. That's all you need right here. The only warm embrace you need is the fucking handle fireball, like, holding you together.
What does your dad just wants you to be drunk on his couch, and then he's gonna look at you like, now you're a man. Yeah, now you're doing
like,
it.
I have nothing to say to Chris other than get help. It's like, why would I talk to your roommate? But he's like, oh, you're gonna talk to my roommate. Yeah, no. And he's like, yeah. He's like, and then I just start looking around. He's like, there's attractive women right here. And I was like, yeah, Dad, I'm gonna just, we're out at lunch right now. I'll stop this right now. And we'll go out. We'll try to pick up chicks together, Dad. That's what we'll do. So it was just
after by yelling. Yeah, What's that?
Sorry. Hey, what are you ladies doing? That's great. That's like his pickup line. He's like, it gets their attention. And then they're like, who's this guy? He's interesting. He stands up for himself.
Yeah. He's definitely not just a fucking lunatic. He's
definitely not just a genuine lunatic whose son is paying for his bagel right now.
I want those guys that were having those conversations. I bet when your dad did that, they definitely felt like, oh, we're oppressing him and we're wrong. We're going to change our ways.
But they went, man, David told me.
Yeah.
They went, hey, I was wrong and he was right. And from now on out, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to know that if he's a psychotic man in my presence, I'm going to be quiet or whatever. Like, it's so, I would love to have like, honestly, like a convention of everyone my dad's ever went off at. And I'm just like, so guys, here's what happened. Cause I know everyone at brunch that has a story. I'm like, yeah, I was in a movie theater one time. Someone just threw popcorn at me. Like there's like literally an army of people. Like I was in a brewery, someone screamed at me that have like a random butterfly effect.
Story. Yeah.
Where a random man for no reason just flipped out of them, and they went, well, what the fuck was that? Like, how would you react if you're just like talking to friends, someone screamed at you and you're like, wait, what? Like it would just chill with you like your whole day.
Yeah, it would definitely fuck you up. I mean,
you'd be like, what the hell was that?
I've had weird, like, you ever get yelled at by someone else's parents?
That's so weird.
And how uneasy that makes you.
You're,
you know?
Like, you're like, buddy, what's going on here? Like, I'm not even under your jurisdiction. It's like, what the fuck? You got a friend's house, they like get really like fucking upset at you, and you're like, you can calm down.
Some
like,
of them I deserve, yeah, though. Like, there
first
was...
off, I can just leave. Like, I don't have to put up with.
Yeah. Your mac and cheese is great.
Yeah.
I can go. Yeah.
I have a hard out at 7. I'm going when the lights are out. I don't live here. You can't be throwing that shit on me.
I don't even like your son that much. I like the N64.
He has the trampoline. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
No trampoline, no me. That's the end of that. That's the end of that.
So I don't care about your rules about wearing shoes.
Don't be raising the voice. All right. Yeah. Let's be honest. There's other trampolines in town. I've checked them out because your son, he's a lame hang, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're going to yell at someone, yell at your son.
He doesn't even do fucking flips.
No,
what kind of kid owns a trampoline and doesn't do flips?
He goes up and down like a serial killer. It's weird and sad. How do you do that for hours? You either try to break your back or you don't own a trampoline. Those are the rules. Okay? Yeah.
It's either suicide or hurt enough that you can sue the parents.
I remember I went to a kid's birthday party who had a bouncy house when I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I got literally two black eyes. It was literally But that's how it was like, everyone in there just went so fucking hard that it was just like, because if there was anything bounce related as a child, you're like, we're breaking an egg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was not a good time unless someone breaks an egg. Like, we got it. We're trying to do flips off the walls. We're trying to, someone here is going to be paraplegic, right? I mean, that's just what's going down.
I loved those fucking bouncy houses, dude. And that smell of the plastic. I would get cut up though, because of those, they had those seams, you know, and I would just, I was such a small kid that I would just bounce around. You were a big kid. You were commanding in those things.
Yeah, I would jump up and throw, launch kids in outer space.
I looked like, you know, the balls in like, when they do like the lottery and it's in like the fucking dome or whatever. That's what I looked like. I was just floating around. Getting my ass kicked. I never got a black eye though.
Oh no, I don't know. I literally don't know what happened. It was like a blackout. It was like a 10-year-old going to the bar and blacking out. I was like, jumped to the bouncy house. Next thing you know, I got two black eyes. My mom's driving me home. Had one too many apple juices right there. I don't know, man.
So we were talking about your dad yelled at the random people in Bruges for being too loud. My uncle did something similar. So I haven't talked about my uncle on this show yet. He's a hoot. So this is my dad's twin brother.
Okay. Is he the crazier of the two?
Yes. They're fraternal twins. Well, it depends on your definition of crazy, to be honest.
Right. Okay.
So they're fraternal twins. My dad growing up was like a nerd scientist, like kind of weird antisocial kid. His brother was like an athlete.
Cool as hell.
Social guy.
The man.
Bunch of parties, whatever. So him and his adult now, I remember this specifically. I was a kid visiting them in England, right? And we were in the train, the tube. And there was somebody in the train who was talking on their phone really, really loud, which now I understand. I'm a grown up and I'm in Chicago and I'm on the train. It's fucking irritating.
It's like, obnoxious.
It's one of the that and the people who sit there on and play music.
You're a dick. Yeah, screw you. Yeah, yeah.
The lack of regard for anybody. It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
We're packed full of people. It's like just
yeah. It. It's crazy. Right. But so they were talking on the phone really loud, and my uncle starts saying everything that they're saying louder. So this guy was like, oh, yeah, I'm on the train. And my uncle was just on his phone pretending to talk, just being like, oh, yeah, I'm on the train. Like his face.
That's pretty funny, though. That's like a good dad. That's like your uncle sounds like he's doing. So my dad's was like psychotic, like right energy. Not good to live. Your dad, your uncle better writing.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That's like funny.
No, he's hilarious. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
We were on a vacation. This is a different short story. We were on a vacation and we were in a part of England, coastal or whatever. And we were driving. I was driving with him to the grocery store, and we had to do two different cars because of the amount of people we had. We had like my parents and my cousin's parents. There's like five or six people. So we needed two cars. I was just in the car with my uncle. And we're pulling out of the driveway, and like Oprah, he goes, look under your seat. And I look under there, and there's a loaded squirt gun. And he rolls down my window and he's like, anybody you see, we're getting them wet. So as like an 8-year-old kid, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like
drive-bys as an 8-year-old, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah. So
the lady's like walking up with groceries, like, screw you, buddy, we're having fun.
Yeah, there was a couple of people that I was squirting, and it was funny to just see they're like, ah, they were shocked and shit. It is pretty gross.
That's such a great uncle job.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you just, because uncle is the dad you wish you had. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying
exactly.
to be fun. Because you don't have to do any of the work. You're just like, hey, here's a beer. And that's and then you dip. And that's, yeah.
And the last person we squirted was, I remember, and this is funny because it was one of the only times that I didn't understand what he was trying to tell me because of the language barrier or whatever.
Right.
So I see this elderly woman with like her little grandson. And he was saying, lad, hold off on this one. Hold off. And he was trying to say something like that. And I didn't know what he was saying. I thought he was just saying like, hey, good job or something. And I just fucking unloaded on this, like
an old lady and her son.
like old lady with her.
There was nothing
her
in your head that told you to maybe not.
No, you don't understand. Squirting strangers. I'm eight. It's like three high. Lines of coke. I was yeah.
There was nothing that was like maybe skip the old lady.
Yeah, no. There was no conscience there.
Yeah, okay. You just sprayed an old lady.
I was on a spree, you know.
It's like kids aren't the same. The country's going to hell. They're running around spraying people with water. You can't even go outside.
The
you're probably just
is,
like melted. I mean, like an old lady hair. They're getting when their hair gets wet, they explode.
I did hear her scream a little bit. It was like ah! I was like,
what did your uncle say? Is he like, oh, you're a monster?
He was laughing. He loved it. He was like, you know, I wouldn't have done that. He said something like that. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, you mean your uncle's like, oh, you're crazy. You're good.
Yeah, I was like, you gave me the squirt gun.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, we pulled up to the grocery store. And I didn't even notice, but the other car, which had like my grandma and my parents in it, was driving right behind us.
Oh, so they saw you just spraying.
They were like, "What the fuck? What are you doing?" And my uncle was like,
"Who's like, what? Come on." Yeah.
Yeah, my grandma was disgusted.
You want to be pure for the grandma. Everyone tries to put like I'm just angelic around. Whenever I talk to my grandma, what you been up to? Mainly just spraying. Praying to the good Lord Jesus and just making a lot of money. That's all those are the two things that I do.
Has your grandma ever got mad at you?
Oh, absolutely.
That is the absolute worst.
Yeah, that's like a level of rage. The grandma or grandpa anger is like because it feels the worst. Yeah. Especially when it's just like a kind old lady. You're just like, oh, I've
humanity. And it is ancestral because you're like it's like the
matriarch. It's like I failed the fam. It's like it's like the fucking emblem guy screaming at you. Yeah. No. One of my grandmas is very, very fiery. She's angry. She probably wakes up like ready to just kill. It's like a single. Her husband died when she was like when my mom was very young. So she basically just raised like four daughters. So I think that makes you so angry.
Yeah.
And just in anything in life, you're like, I'm ready to take this out of anybody. And you're just.
The funniest thing, my grandma, total opposite. She raised eight kids and like is a saint, but she always has like these little, she has moments, right? Like I remember I was in the car.
They're always the most savage insults, I feel like. Cause it's
exactly.
Like, it's really like hits you to the soul barrier, you know?
Yeah. This one, my grandma wasn't mad at me, but we were in the car with her. And somebody cut her off. And she's like from New England. Yeah. And so she deals with this all the time. Somebody cut her off and she pulled to the side of them and kind of like.
I thought your story was going to go like your grandma pulls out a pistol and is like, you want some of this?
She pulls out a 9mm.
You bitch. Your grandma, she's from New England. And it's just like, she pulls out a gat. She was like, I was like, oh my God. It's like,
she's from New England. So she lit a cigarette, put on some latex gloves, pulled out a 9mm.
Yeah. She put down her beer for a sec, get out of the car, put on some brass knuckles, proceeded to beat the living shit, and been like, what are you, Yankees fan? And just.
But she pulled next to this guy and she did a symbol that looks like this. It looked like the okay symbol. And then she started like waving her fingers.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. We asked her that. My dad was like, what does that mean? Mary Lou. And she goes, oh, it means flying asshole. I was like, oh, that is
so wild.
Yeah. It's like a weird thing that nobody else would know.
First off, no one is. That's not a thing. Your grandma 100% made that up. And it's such a like weird insult.
Yeah, right?
It looks like an interpretive day. It doesn't even look me. Like if someone did that to me, I was like, okay.
But she's so sweet that she doesn't. She can't.
You too.
She can't. You know, she can't pull herself to do just the middle finger.
Right.
She's so sweet that she made her own middle finger.
I feel like it's weirdly more. I'd rather the middle finger than someone's like, no, you're just a flying asshole
going doing like
the world, shitting on everyone.
Yeah.
You worthless flying asshole, man. That would be quite a lot to take.
Yeah. I mean, nobody, guys, that would be funny if somebody actually got to the point of like following my grandma and then being like, hey, what the fuck did that mean? And she had to.
It's my dad. That's the crossover. At my dad being like, what do you mean? What is this? A kind of flying asshole? Hey, what's that?
What's that?
A flying asshole.
Who are you? Yeah. I'm fighting for the oppressed.
Yeah. I'm flying for freedom. That's what I'm doing. That's where this asshole's going. To the mountaintop.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.